Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, here in this hour to do our best to inspire you to greater heights, to better things. This is day one of the rest of your life, so let's be innovative. Let's program ourselves for success, shall we? Why not? The old thing, there has been so much dumbing down over the last 20, 30 years. The last good year of teaching or education was when I was teaching. I could take credit for the brilliance that there is in America back in the 70s. But seriously, the dumbing down. Jade Kirshner is here, and James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, roasting his butt off because it's still very hot here. I'm about to wash away. We've had rain for 20 days. What's today? The 27th, right? So we've had 21.
Why did that happen?
21. I know it. 21 days of rain. Crops are ruined. It's just amazing. This is.
And it seems like so many people across the states are dealing with this, but more so the East Coast. There's the May freeze, the June relentless.
Right.
Unrelentless.
Rain, go away. Come again another day. The ability to go into any situation and sense the level of consciousness is, I'm talking about the people in the room. It's a real gift. And what it does, I think in the long and the short of it, lets you move through the world better. And educating yourself. See, we get to the point of relying so much on the public schools and other people to educate our youngsters. They can learn, and they do, and they show it every day. They learn from you. They learn the important things. They learn ethics and morality. They learn, good and bad, right and wrong. I can remember my father saying to me once when I had done something, I don't remember what I did, but he said, you know what it is between right and wrong. And he was right. I did. And so we always are testing, I think. And even as adults, I guess we're always testing, right? To a point, at least some of us are.
Yes, yeah, and there's always, I remember that one saying of always do what's right even when nobody is watching. And
so yes.
There are people who will only do what's right when people are watching.
Yeah, right. So think about the energy that you're putting into things. I had a situation on the farm yesterday where I had to let somebody go. I had asked this young fellow over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to do things in a manner which befits the reputation of the farm and what I wanted to stand for. And he continued to flaunt his independence. So a circumstance arose that it made it easier for me, but more difficult for me because I actually like this kid, but he just doesn't have, it's a long story and I'm not going to get into it, but the reason I'm thinking what I do about this particular type of situation is that you give in to go along. It's kind of like, what's the expression? You
go along to get along.
Go along to get along. Thank you. Yep. So, anyway, it doesn't make any difference what it is in situations. You know, there are a lot of people who smoke and they drink and drugs and that sort of thing in social situations, and they would encourage you to do that. And some of you would go along with it because you want to get along. You go along to get along. That was great. Thank you, Jay. I was reaching for that. But the expectations should be what you expect, not what somebody else expects of you. Does that make sense?
Of course.
Acknowledging that we all are so different, but yet we all have to live in this circumstance, and surviving. What comes to mind is the old gaffe about universal government and having, you know, John Lennon's Imagine. Imagine the world without fighting. Imagine the world with lots of love. Imagine the world that's not hungry. Imagine, you know, just use your imagination to think about how it would be great if things weren't the way they are. And then you think, well, why are they the way they are? Well, it's usually somebody else's fault. It's not your fault. And it isn't about fault. It isn't about blame. It's just fixing the problem,
mm-hmm.
much as anything else. So here endeth the morning lesson. What do we have with Moscow? What do we have with Putin? What do we have with this whole thing that I'm not sure we really wrapped our hand? I don't think we really understand it. Honestly, I think in the West, we don't get what is going on there. There are updates on top of updates on top of updates. And this is, in addition to the war in Ukraine, Putin's at war with his own people. So that tells you something. It gives one, I suppose, a glitter of hope. But then, kind of going back to what I was just saying about inspiration, what kind of inspiration are you getting from people like Putin? What kind of inspiration are you getting from people like the guy that runs China? What kind of inspiration are you getting from people who, you know, it doesn't just necessarily have to be somewhere else, it can be here. You know, we all talk about how inspiring it is to support whoever your favorite candidate is, whether mm-hmm. it's nationally or regionally or locally. I have a very close friend who's the mayor of my community, and he is inspiring in the fact that he's basic and he has a good heart and the right thing. He doesn't like to hurt people. Sometimes to his, you know, it's sometimes it is something.
To a fault almost.
Yeah, right. You got to have a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a hammer, you'd put. And that's what's going on, I think. All around the world, all of these issues, the Putins and the Zelenskys and the Macrons and the, what's his face, Netanyahu and whoever, wherever it is, all these people are just lost in the morass of leadership. Well, it's control, but it's masked by being called leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they dig themselves a hole. Netanyahu's in a hell of a mess now. And I'm not sure he's very smart, but he's also very corrupt and has always been that way. Sometimes you have to be corrupt in order to get stuff done.
And it seems like politics in general follows the line of corruption no matter where.
Yep. Yeah. The influence. Corruption. And so anyway, the soldiers that are in Moscow that are Putin's soldiers are now threatening the families of the so-called Wagner. I wonder how they got that group, the Wagner group. I don't know enough about it, and I'm not curious enough actually to find out, because I don't know that it makes
and
a whole
just all
lot
the things
of
that were coming out, and it's I find it personally very difficult to sift through what to believe and what not to believe, especially when it comes to the news, world news, because you and anything out of Russia, because you don't know what is actual news, what's the truth, what is being fed. When it comes to that, because it just seems like such a tight seal around things. So you see certain things about it was a coup. Well, no, it wasn't a coup. It was just a march. Well, then they changed directions. And then
you can say that about January 6th, right?
Exactly.
Same stuff's going on.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Mutiny is mutiny. Revolt is revolt. War is war. And so it doesn't, it's the same, has the same face, whether it's there or here, or wherever.
Well, and it's also very situational, because you look at Jan 6, where it was about a presidential election, whichever side you fall on, and then you look at Russia, where Putin is invading Ukraine, and you have a lot of Russians who are against Putin, who do not believe they should be at war with Ukraine.
More against him than for him.
Mm-hmm.
Way more. Way more.
Way and more, so. Yes. And but if that were happening in the U.S., people might think, oh, mutiny. And it's just one of those things, no matter where you live, do not blindly follow your government. Patriotic duties are not to blindly follow the government, but to protect your country.
Thinking about the country itself, I'm looking at some of the of the things. This looks like, if you look at what's happening in Russia, it looks like the Western Front of Russia during the advancement of the Nazis. The tanks that have blown up everywhere. And this is Russia. This isn't Ukraine. This is Russia. And the Wagner Group shot down 6 Russian helicopters and a plane earlier this week. This is Russia against Russia because Putin has been allowed to do, he's lied and cheated and stealing from his own people, and they believe him. You know, that's the thing. I remember being in Red Square a number of years ago. This was in the 90s. And thinking to myself, wow, when you see all the parades and all of the hardware and things that they have, the Russian military, it's a fake. It's Red Square is very small, and they have the same soldiers, the same trucks, the same missiles, the same armaments going around in a circle all day long. It's the same. It's like a repeat of a replay of a video. So anyway, Putin is very weak, and we can take, I suppose we can take some solace in that. The whole business, I think we've spent 60, I don't know, well, the West has spent hundreds of billions of dollars on this war. The Russians have spent tens of millions of dollars on the war. The Russians don't have the money. You know, the whole business about what's going on in Russia, and people stopped when Putin started with the war, people stopped buying things from Russia. And that's taken its effect. The Ukrainians using our missiles showed their capability. They fired off 136 missiles hitting targets. The Russians have cruise missiles on the back of trucks. You know how you used to see those in some of the old movies? And maybe not even some old movies. The stuff that's launched from there's very few land receptors. It's all on the back of trucks. Anyway, so that's kind of an overview of what's going on over there. Let's find out as we continue what's going on over here, 18 after the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AUTO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AUTO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AUTO for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
C-103. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Tuesday the 27th of June, Jay Kirshner is here along with good guys. All of you are good guys. You know what? Actually, they're not. Good people. There's nothing. I stopped last night at one of those great summertime. I was coming back from New Hampshire, and I almost got washed away. It was raining so hard, but I wanted a snack, so I stopped in this little, they have at this time of year where you are, Jay, and where I am. Most of the country is those little shacks where they have fish or some kind of a seafood, and so I wanted a snack. And this waitress behind the counter is everybody who came in. Oh, what do you guys want? What can I get for you guys? What's going on, guys? There's nothing. It's like chalk. It's like fingernails on the blackboard.
It's one of your pet peeves. You don't like
people saying. Oh, my God. Well, they aren't. The women aren't guys.
Okay,
so what can we do for you folks?
I don't know if it is a generational thing.
Maybe.
Or locational situation, but yeah, here I always grew up with the guys, dudes. I mean, my husband calls
really?
Me bro. Like my kid calls me dude.
Yeah, great. Okay. All right, let's get to the latest from Ed Sheeran. Those of you who are fans, and I know there are a lot of them of all ages, he's on his concert tour, and there was a problem with normally the big names have another singer, another performer do a set list before they go out. They call them the openers, and so the opener for Ed Sheeran disappeared. Why would that be? We'll tell you the story after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Nothing is every day.
With SkyRizi. SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Just dancing with my eyes closed. 'Cause everywhere I look,
I don't know why I do this. I think I've said this before. I confuse Ed Sheeran with Harry Styles all the time.
Oh, and really?
You tell me that there's no comparison. They're two different styles, if you'll pardon the pun. At any rate, Ed Sheeran's the redhead, right?
Ed Sheeran is the redhead. All of his albums are math red symbols.
Ah, okay. So he's now performing on his, the plus, the minus, the equals, the division.
The mathematics tour.
The mathematics tour.
Mathematics tour, yes.
So he's well known, the song, The Shape of You, one of the big performances. So he, like most of these other performers that are out in the summertime, they have a warm-up act. And is it Khalid? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Khalid? Yeah, Khalid. Yeah, he was the one who was supposed to be opening up, and he was in a car accident. He's recovering. He's going to be okay, but it was a bad enough accident that he wasn't going to make the show. And rather than just not have an opening act, Ed Sheeran went out and was his own opening act. And he kept saying, between every song he played an acoustic set. He wasn't even dressed for the show or anything. He was in a t-shirt and some joggers, and he, no theatrics or anything like he has with the main set. And he kept saying to people, like, hey, just in case anybody's coming in and they're thinking, oh, the show already started, am I late, there's no fireworks or anything, like, I am my own opening act today. And he kept really saying what was going on. But it ended up being a really cool experience for the audience and for him. Sure.
Yep, letting it all hang out, as it were. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, whether or not you have a new puppy in the house or have had a dog for many, many years, dog bowls are a necessary part of giving your dog food or water, let's face it. And just like with any other item you buy for your pet, you should stop and consider a few important factors. First of all, the bowl size is crucial in consideration depending on the needs and requirements of your dog. Here's some of the things you need to look for. Is it easy to clean? You know, bacteria and germs stay in the dog's bowl. So I personally recommend stainless steel. You can put it in the dishwasher. It's easy to clean, and it will get rid of that bacteria. Also, is it spill-proof? You don't want to mess all over the floor. Is it durable? Is it going to last? Is it easy to maintain and dishwasher safe? As I said, dishwasher safe is critical from my perspective. Is it sized for your dog, and is it safe to use? That's really critical. You know, one of the bowls that I use for my pets, and it's very, very common, it's available at all the pet stores, is a stainless steel bowl with a rubber bottom so it doesn't slide, and it can be used in a dishwasher to keep it clean. Check your dog's bowl. Maybe it's time for a new one. I'm Warren Eckstein.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is set to hand down key decisions this morning that could address student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws. The court is entering its last week of the summer session with 10 cases pending. They also include a case over First Amendment rights versus LGBTQ rights out of Colorado, where Designer argues a state law requiring her to serve LGBTQ customers violates her religious beliefs. The justices could announce at any time whether they'll take up several high-profile cases, including racial discrimination, guns, and qualified immunity. Decisions are expected at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Biden administration says it has no plans in getting involved in internal Russian matters. That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters yesterday following the Wagner Group's armed rebellion against Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
From so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
I believe in summertime. I believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I believe that it should be sunny. Okay, what else do we believe in? Let's have sunshine, lollipops, and roses, because after all, it is the 27th of June. A week from today is the 4th of July.
That's
there are fireworks.
Hard to imagine.
It is. We're having a big fireworks display here in my hometown of Framingham on Friday night. And so the masses, I'm sure there are going to be thousands of people on the banks of Farm Pond and the thing is heavily supervised. Our little ice cream truck will be there to provide people with goodies while they assemble, tell their stories about the 4th of July, have maybe a little cookout, whatever it is. But I know that this would be representative of more and more of what's going on. And I think it's kind of a good thing for us to have this united sort of a thing we can all celebrate, right? 4th of July, things. Do we understand the reason for the 4th of July? This 4th of July and Christmas are, I think, the holidays that most people really understand, don't you?
Yeah.
When you get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, I think those are the ones. I always think that's a Memorial Day where people do forget
about that one.
Yeah. It's such an important day.
Yeah,
and a lot of people forget about that. But when it comes to Independence Day, people know what that's all about.
Yep. I do believe that's the case. Okay, some good news about a wonderful family that adopted an elderly neighbor, calling this man an honorary grandpa for heartwarming moments. Moved from Texas to the East Coast. This family adopted a neighborhood senior who jumped in when they moved into the neighborhood to welcome them. 82-year-old Paul Callahan brought the Carabello family some warmth and sunshine and love. And so the family's bonded. The youngsters, there are eight. Am I got this right? They have eight youngsters in this family? Woo-wee! This fellow, his wife passed away, I guess, a few years ago, and he's looking for...
Months ago? Yeah. 6 months ago. Not 6 months ago, but 6 months before the family moved to the neighborhood.
Ah, okay.
So he was pretty... So I think we can call that freshly widowed.
Yeah, right. So... Under the circumstances, he had time, he had his ability to, to teach youngsters. I've found that to be the case. I'm teaching my grandchildren a lot of things that are practical, that maybe their fathers know something about, maybe they don't. But it's different coming from the grandfather than it is from the father. It just is. Like grandmothers and mothers, it's a whole different thing. Because there isn't the pressure on the grandparents to make sure that it's all right. Except it is usually all right. I know that I'm very conscious of my role with my two grandsons, and I can feel it coming back to me, especially with Miles, who's now, he'll be nine in December. He's very observant, and he loves the things that he can do with me, and I love the way he just kind of dances around when I show up. Gramps, what are we going to do? So that's a good. That's a wonderful thing for both that fellow who's 82 and the neighbors.
Well, and it's also a reminder to check on your neighbors who are older and do live alone. And because some people don't have any family, not only around them or near them, but period. Some people are truly alone, and it just I think a lot of people, they need that camaraderie, they need that human interaction.
Yep. There's a situation here with a couple here in Massachusetts, an older couple celebrating their 50th anniversary over the weekend. I don't know if you heard the story or not, but there were three people that were found yesterday murdered in this home. All of them were there to celebrate the wedding anniversary. 97-year-old mother of one of the victims, a fellow who was not identified and didn't know anything about the family, he didn't seem to be connected to the family, has been identified as the person who did the killing. And it was nasty stuff that he did to these people. So you wonder, again, here's people minding their own business. This apparently, the motive may have been robbery, but there seems to be something else that's wrong with this guy. He didn't have a gun. He had a knife. And he stabbed these people 30 times. So there's got to be something going on. The couple always went to church, and they didn't show up at church. So that's when a concerned friend went to their home to find out what was going on, because they never, ever, ever missed going to church. This is a little village in Newton, Massachusetts, which is just outside of Boston. So, anyway, ugly stuff. Here's something that in the people in the news department, here's the story of James Crown, a billionaire from Chicago, 70 years old. He's a race car driver as a hobbyist. His birthday was Sunday, and he killed himself, basically. I guess you could say that he was in a race car crash. It was a single-vehicle crash, Aspen Motorsports Park in Woody Creek. So the official cause of death is pending, but, what the heck do you think is going to happen in a car crash like this? The matter of the accident being what it was. So imagine this. The family's all around. They're celebrating, having a big time with this guy. He said, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to race. This is what I love to do, so I'm getting in a car. And that's the end of that. So anyway, you count your lucky stars. You take care of everything and don't do stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, of course, and they have
to. He didn't think this was stupid, I'm sure of that.
Well, but also when it's something like this in the car, they always have to check with an autopsy to see if it was blunt force trauma that killed him or was there some kind of medical emergency that he experienced while in the car that led to the crash.
Yep. All right, the mother of one of the submersible victims, Mr. Daywood, he was 19. She gave up her seat on the vessel to her son.
Yeah, she was supposed to.
You think she's
supposed
thinking?
To go with her husband, and her son wanted to go so badly, so she gave up her seat to him so he could.
Christine Daywood said she'd planned to view the wreck of the Titanic with her husband, who obviously is gone as well. The first time it was supposed to be a couple of years ago, actually, when they went, but because of COVID, it was called off. And so this time the son said he wanted to go. But then the son told the aunt that he was nervous.
Terrified.
About
well, and I think both can be true. Wanting so badly to do something and at the same time being absolutely terrified.
Mm-hmm. What was it? I was trying to get the correlation because she was talking about Rubik's Cube and wanting to solve the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, apparently he was he was really good at solving the Rubik's Cube as well. And he wanted to do a world record of solving a Rubik's Cube down below. So while they were down there, he wanted to do the Rubik's Cube.
Aren't people funny? What is it that motivates them to do stuff? It's just I want to do the Rubik. By the way, did you see one of the fellows on the farm was telling me about this. Last week, some guy solved a Rubik's Cube in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
To watch the video.
How do you do that?
Like,
no, come on, you can't.
Incredible.
But how do you do that? You can't really. How do you do it? How do you do that? Please. Tell me. How you
quick
do
quick hands,
that.
Quick mind.
Isn't it all magnets anyway? The Rubik's Cube?
No, I don't think they're magnets. It's just it's this rotating thing, and but there is a formula for solving it where if you have the green, you rotate it so that a green square is in the bottom left, I believe. It could be the bottom, the bottom left, and then there's a certain manner of rotations and almost like a sequence that you do that automatically does it.
Mm. All right, as we continue with people in the news, this is from the He's Full of You-Know-What department. Don Lemon says, I have a responsibility to tell the truth. Really? And what's that, Don? Did you get screwed? Or that you're a doofus and nobody wanted to work with you? What's the truth here? Yeah, this is big-time stuff. No, it's not. Nobody cares, Don. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't care. Do you care, Jay, what happened to Don Lemon? Doesn't make any difference to me. He was obnoxious when he was on the air.
I'm always interested whenever anybody leaves a network of such like this.
Yeah, okay. So then you tell a story. Because I find him to be so unpalatable, so full of himself,
And oh, two things can be true at once, yes.
I suppose, yeah. Right.
You can dislike somebody but still kind of be fascinated about...
I'm not going to give it the energy of dislike. I just find him to be... You know, he wasn't good at his job, and all these people paid so much attention to him because he was either a black guy or he was gay or something. What's that got to do with your ability to understand what's going on in the world and to report on it?
Reporting on the facts, not just reporting on your opinion of the facts when you are a journalist or in that line. But he also kind of pointed out, talking about freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of the press. And when we really look around, take Don Lemon out of it, when we really look around, there is, to an extent, not as much freedom of expression anymore.
He's right about that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yep. Going along with that 100%. The suspect in the mass shooting at the Q Club. Remember that in Colorado Springs? In order to get this over with, he pled guilty yesterday to first-degree murder. 46, I can't even believe this number. Can you? 46 counts of attempted first-degree murder. He killed 5 people and wounded 46 others. He's 23 years old. And he identifies himself as non-binary. What's that got to do? Well, I suppose it has a lot to do with the Club Qers, right? Got an AR-15, and he doesn't like the LGBTQ plus community. So
but
does not the non-binary?
You're part.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, thinking. You're in that community. So why do you shoot it up? That doesn't seem to have become clear in the trial because they're not digging things up about, you know, it's, he pled guilty and said, okay, done, next. So do we know what the motivation is? He got 46 consecutive 48-year sentences. Good. That'll be the end of him. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
And family time here on the Good Day program at 53 after the hour on a Tuesday. Today we celebrate National Ice Cream Cake Day. Yum! Carvel. Wait a minute. Am I dating myself? James, you know what Carvel ice cream is? Let's see.
No, what is it?
All right, Jay, you know what Carvel ice cream is?
I do not.
Uh-oh. All righty then. Well, Carvel ice cream was a company that sort of made history by selling ice cream cakes. They were the first ones that were commercially involved in this. How many people grew up having ice cream cakes from Carvel for their birthday? All right, so that sort of stimulates a memory in the minds and experience of a lot of people listening to the program. But to go back to the history of this, you can go back, actually, to the 16th century when the first versions of the ice cream cake seemed to come around. The desserts were called bombs, or maybe they're bombies, B-O-M-B-E-S, made of ice cream and fruit, sometimes biscuits and cake. And so those were the first ice cream cakes. And then a lot of the people who had a lot of money in England, the lords and the ladies, invented a more solid ice cream cake, it would seem. Had the same elements as a truffle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the sponge biscuits became sponge cake, right? And so I don't know if it really looks much like the dessert we have now, but if you are interested in an ice cream cake, sometimes cake is baked and cooled and ice cream is added. But the ones that came from Carvel were all ice cream. It was ice cream, different layers, different flavors of ice cream.
It was like a true, like just sheet of ice
cream. It was just ice cream. Yeah, right,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Not like the DQ ones we have where it's got the crumbly, like the little hard crumbly between.
Yeah, I think the DQ tried to take over when Carvel kind of bit the bullet, but it's not the same. The Carvel ice cream cake was very unique. I think people listening, if you would like to comment on this, this important thing, social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Do you remember the Carvel ice cream cake? And if not, have you had an ice cream cake? And was it yummy? And what's your favorite flavor of ice cream cake? So we get to the important stuff. You know, things are going to quiet down a little bit over the next week or so because the 4th of July, not everybody's going to get all worked up about some of the things that we normally get worked up about, because after all, we need to enjoy ice cream cakes, right? Hot dogs, hamburgers, and ice cream cakes. Yeah. Okay. Cultivated meat, known as lab meat, lab-grown meat, cleared for sale. Ay, ay, ay.
No, thank you.
Upside Foods, couple of companies, another one, Good Meat. That's a great name for a company. I am, sir, what do you do for a living? I'm the president of Good Meat. Yes. Thank you very much. Okay, anyway. So they have cultivated a chicken that's not a chicken. No chicken included. And they have approval, of course they do, from the U.S. government because they're also concerned about the environment and chickens ruin the environment. We better have artificial chickens so they're not ruining the environment with their smelly poo and things that actually make things grow. But that's not really a factor with the people in this administration. All they want to do is save the planet.
So would you be considered vegan or vegetarian if you consumed this? Because no animals were actually hurt, even though it comes from the same make, the genetic makeup of an actual animal. This is technically real animal meat, not like a plant-based meat or anything like that.
Good Meat actually is the plant-based egg maker. And so I guess what goes along with a fake egg is a fake chicken. Right? Where's the chicken song? There, James. We need the chicken song for a discussion about fake chicken meat. To celebrate Mr. Good Meat and his chicken substitute. Cultivated lab-grown meat. It's grown in a... It's yum. Listen to this. It's grown in a giant vat like you'd find at a beer brewery. Doesn't that sound yummy? Yum!
No part of it sounds...
Anyway, the administration is satisfied that this product is safe to sell here. Of course it is. Yep. All right, so you can have your good meat. That would be the cultivated chicken, like that sort of thing. There's this, the unmistakable burger, or what do they call it? The impossible burger. Actually, that's not bad. I wonder if this chicken thing would be the same. We will find out soon. So in the meantime, take care of your good meat at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.